So Chris Robinson, our local historian, joins us on the Sunday Supplement. Chris, welcome.
Hi, Tim.
Nice to see you as always. And you've handed me a brochure, well, a little booklet here.
It's a little bit topical.
It's very interesting. It's dated summer 1970, and it has on the cover a photograph of the hotel that I know as the Quality Hotel, but it was called the Mayflower Hotel.
It was opened for the Mayflower celebrations in 1970. And it actually officially opened on the 1st of May. The celebrations began on the 2nd of May, but it had already been open for a few days for other Trust House 40 managers up and down the country to come and test the water and see how good the staff were at dealing with awkward customers.
I've actually been in that position where I was one of the guinea pigs before. It's very funny because
really?
Everything goes horribly wrong. It's like Fawlty Towers. I mean, you just have to sort of smile and make your notes, you know. But anyway, I digress. So there you are. So this is 46 years ago and it's about to be bulldozed.
Yes, because the hope, I believe, is that they will put a decent hotel, a proper quality hotel, maybe, on that site because it's a brilliant site.
Mm.
By 2020, which will be 50 years after that magazine, in time for the 400th anniversary of the Mayflower rather than the 350th, which
it's
is what that was.
It's very interesting, isn't it? You know, I mean, we've talked many times about very old buildings on the Barbican and in other places, and it seems as though we went through a spate or a spell after the Second World War, really, of putting up buildings that were never intended to last that long. Because I'm sure whatever they're going to replace this with won't be bulldozed in 45 years.
And funnily enough, there is a hotel just alongside that one, really. Well, it's not a hotel anymore.
No.
It's a residential block, the Grand Hotel that was put up in the 1860s.
Yeah.
And has outlived that one. And will, like you say, the structure will probably outlive its successor as well.
Very interesting.
But it was the biggest hotel in Plymouth when it opened,
yeah.
And it was superseded about a week later by the Holiday Inn because they both opened for the Mayflower celebrations. So it had about 100 bedrooms, whereas the Holiday Inn's about twice that.
Yeah.
Previously, it had been 70 or 80 with the likes of the Grand and the Duke of Cornwall and the Continental.
Fascinating. And this magazine is called Indoors, as you say, the Journal of the Trust Houses Group. So how did you come by it?
A very lovely lady loaned it to me some years ago. And she's actually, if you look there, she's put me on some of the pictures. It's maybe the next page spread.
Okay.
And she worked there with her friend Hazel. And she said, in terms of Anglo-American relationships, she doesn't know quite if the numbers that came over were what the city were expecting. But certainly one of the girls that she worked with ended up moving out to the States and marrying one of the guests.
Do you know, the fascinating thing when you flick through a brochure or a magazine that's 46 years old, is that it looks so old.
Yes.
You think, but I lived through that.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, right.
Fascinating. Well, thank you for that, Chris. And I wonder if we'll outlive the next Mayflower Hotel or whatever they call it. Probably not.
Well, I would hope not in a way, because I would hope that it stands for maybe 100 years.
Mm.
Who knows? But certainly more than 46.
We hope. Chris, good to see you. Thank
Cheers,
you.
Cheers, Tim.